sit, you know, find your posture, sit quietly. Focus on the sit bones. It's really helpful as you do this to be in an alert posture, to be, you know, really awake. And we'll take a couple of minutes to ground ourselves with the breath. Inhale upward from the perineum as we were doing earlier, allowing the breath to sweep upward, focusing, allowing it to move through the pelvis, the navel, the heart, the throat, but not stopping to notice where you are. And then inhale from the crown down to the area of the perineum. See if you can feel the subtle currents of the prana moving through your inner body. Inhaling upward from the perineum to the crown, exhaling downward from the crown to the perineum. And with the next inhalation, allow your attention to rest in the area just underneath the crown. So imagine that you're in touch with the space about 8 fingers above the crown and about 2 inches to the back. And just bring your attention there, slightly above and behind the head. This is going to be the station from which we begin this inquiry. So breathe now with this sense that the inhalation draws your attention upward to this space above and behind the crown. And exhale, letting your breath radiate and with your attention here, there may be a slight feeling of energy and pressure. But with your attention here, ask the question, where is the witness? Or may I be shown the witness? You're not looking for a location. You're not looking for a verbal answer, and this is really important. The question is there to just prompt the ever-existent self to poke its head out and let you experience what you are. Where is the witness? Or may I be shown the witness? In many ways to ask this question. And over time, we find the way that is most psychoactive for us. At a certain point, as you ask this question, you start to get a sense that there is indeed a presence, an intelligence, a knowingness that is present behind your personal experience of the body, the questions, the meditative arising. So as you get a sense that there is indeed a watcher, a knower present, focus your attention on that. And as you do, you may also become aware that something is witnessing that witness. So focus backwards again. Focus again on the witness. Let's call it the new witness, the second witness. See if you can keep allowing your awareness to segue backwards, or perhaps for some of you it may segue upward, to a deeper and deeper sense of that part of your awareness that's present to the question. There comes a point that you're just guided to be present with whatever's arising. Do that. That's great. But if thoughts or body sensations or doubts come up, again, ask inwardly, what is witnessing this? Show me the knower of these thoughts and feelings. Where is the witness? What is the witness? Show me the witness. So for many of you, thoughts will be coming up, questions will be coming up. Memories of previous practices will be coming up. Commentary might be coming up. Just keep asking yourself, what knows that this is happening? What is aware? What is the witness? Notice if you're tensing or straining in this inquiry and relax, soften. whenever you become aware that there is a presence or an awareness that's behind or deeper than the awareness that you've contacted, focus on that. Recognize that you are being led through your own inquiry deeper and deeper into the field of your consciousness, deeper and deeper into the clarity of buddhi. Where is the witness? At a certain point, you won't need words for the question. You'll just direct your attention towards the knowing part of your citta, your buddhi. Can you station yourself in that space where you're aware of the watcher, of the knower? Can you let yourself be the knower? Don't worry about it, just notice. The knower is subtler than the sensations in your body. It's subtler than the thoughts. It's subtler than your sense of yourself, your normal sense of self. And as you give full attention to that sense of witness, you may notice that it's not just behind you, as it were, it also is present on all sides and above and below.